Frank Dunham is the lawyer for Yasser Issam Hamdi. He is the Saudi, who's also an American citizen by birth, who is not being held at Guantanamo, but at a naval brig in South Carolina. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that Hamdi must be given a meaningful opportunity to contest the facts on which he is being detained before an impartial decision maker. Now, Mr. Dunham is in Alexandria, Virginia, and joins us. When do you get a chance to speak to Mr. Hamdi?
Well, you know, after his case was concluded at the trial court level and in the Court of Appeals, after the Supreme Court had agreed to actually take the case and consider it, I was then given an opportunity to meet with Mr. Hamdi on three separate occasions. And so I have met with him, and I do have some idea of what his story is with regard to how he ended up in the naval brig in Charleston.
Now, Mr. Hamdi's father, who actually originally brought this suit on his behalf, as I understand it, says that his son was traveling alone for the first time. He was young, he's 20 years old, and he was doing relief work in Afghanistan and was trapped in the war there. First of all, is that Mr. Hamdi's story as well?
Well, 2 points. First off, Hamdi Sr. was not there when it didn't happen, and so he really is not the authoritative source as to what actually happened here in the case. Second, everything that Yasser Hamdi has told me is classified by the military as national security information, and I'm not at liberty to discuss it in public.
Well, since his detention is based on what is at least a more sinister interpretation of what he was doing in Afghanistan than his father claims, how do you go about gathering and presenting evidence of what Yasser Hamdi was or was not doing in Afghanistan?
Well, I don't think that what he was involved in was anything more sinister than his father describes. It's just that his father wasn't there and doesn't know. I know. I don't think it's any more sinister than what his father said, but I'm not at liberty to describe it. Now, I do know what it is. That's a heck of a lot better than the position I was in before I got access to Mr. Hamdi, when I was defending a client and I had no idea what I was defending.
Does the Supreme Court ruling force the issue of a charge being brought against your defendant, your client? I mean, is it now possible that he will be formally indicted in some way than whether he wasn't before?
Well, I've read in the I've read some information that that's what they plan to do with regard to Jose Padilla, who was another enemy combatant being held in Charleston. But I really don't believe that the information that the government has advanced against Mr. Hamdi so far doesn't make out a case that he violated any law. I don't think they view Mr. Hamdi as a criminal suspect. I think they view him as somebody who was on the opposite side of a conflict. I think they understand that he probably didn't even know he was an American citizen until long after he'd been captured and was informed of that by U.S. military folks. So I don't think they feel that things like aiding a terrorist organization mm-hmm. or, you know, taking up arms against your own country or treason or any of those kinds of concepts really apply to somebody who didn't even know he was a U.S. citizen when he was doing it.
Can he be a POW then?
Well, you know, they don't take POWs anymore. They take what they call enemy combatants. I mean, that has become a synonym for a prisoner of war. It's a prisoner of war who doesn't get Geneva protection. Mm-hmm. And so that's the status that Mr. Hamdi is currently in.
But if he were a POW, presumably at the end of the conflict with the country that we were fighting and that we took him prisoner from, he would be returned.
Well, the Supreme Court said in his case that Mr. Hamdi must be released when the specific conflict that he was detained in is over. And I don't think that she meant a broad concept like the war on terror or the war on drugs. I mean, I think it's pretty clear from the opinion that she's referring to the very narrow portion of the war on terror that involved the conflict in Afghanistan.
Well, Mr. Dunham, thank you very much for talking with us today.
No problem.
Frank Dunham, who is the federal public defender in Alexandria, Virginia, and who is representing Yasser Issam Hamdi, who won his case yesterday at the United States Supreme Court.